Today in Wichita, Kansas, Dennis Rader made his first court appearance. He was charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. Police say that Rader is BTK, a serial killer who terrorized Wichita for 17 years. During that time, Rader was a church leader and a Cub Scout organizer. At the same time, police say he was stalking and murdering women. From Wichita, NPR's Greg Allen reports that the community is reeling from the news that Rader is now accused of these crimes.
It's a scene many here in Wichita thought they'd never see. The man police identified as BTK, a serial killer whose initials stood for bind, torture, kill, standing in handcuffs, hearing the charges against him. It just took a few minutes. Sedgwick County District Judge Greg Waller read Dennis Rader the list of murders he's being charged with, murders that began in 1974 and continued until 1991.
Do you understand that you're charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to set this case for 9 o'clock in the morning on March 15th. Bond will be in the amount of $10 million.
Rader was impassive, giving mostly yes and no answers, a temporary lawyer by his side. Judge Waller said he's appointing him an attorney from the public defender's office. Nearly a dozen family members of BTK's victims were also in the courtroom to see the man who police say carried out a 20-year murder spree. For many here, one of the most chilling aspects of Dennis Rader's arrest is just how normal he appears. He was a longtime compliance officer in Park City, a town just north of Wichita. He enforced city codes, citing residents whose grass was too long or who let their dogs run loose. Before that, during most of the years when the murders were committed, he worked for ADT, helping install home security systems. Rader was active in the Boy Scouts, first as a young man and later when his son joined the Scouts. He has a wife and two children and was active in Wichita's Christ Lutheran Church, where he'd been president and usher. Christ Lutheran Church is an unassuming brick church in a rural area just a few miles from Rader's home. Bob Smizer worshipped and worked here alongside Dennis Rader for more than 30 years and describes the man he thought he knew.
Great guy, good friend. Every woman should be treated the way he treated his wife when they walked through these doors, doting and loving and a very proud father. Somebody be happy to say, you know, he's my friend.
Rader was arrested Friday, but like most here in Wichita, Smizer didn't hear that police believed he was BTK until the next day when they held a news conference. Smizer says for him and for others at the church, the news was devastating, similar to the grief one feels when losing a friend. He's been spending time at the church, answering the phone, talking to members, trying to reconcile the Dennis Rader he knew with the man charged with 10 brutal murders. Smizer says it's particularly hard on his children.
It's a very difficult thing for them to see a picture of someone they know as the usher, or as my five-year-old says, the guy who picks up the money on the plate. Yeah, that's an ongoing thing.
In Park City, Kansas, a neighborhood of modest one-story bungalows, police still have the area cordoned off around Dennis Rader's home. Virginia Jackson lives just two doors down. She says she moved here from Wichita thinking Park City might be a safer place to live.
I can't believe it. I would bring my dog out in the middle of the night in my robe, you know, never worrying, because the compliance officer just lived down there. I love to read all these true crime novels. I never thought I'd be a footnote.
Police say their investigation of Dennis Rader is continuing and are reluctant to say much more out of fear of jeopardizing the case. Richard LeMunyon understands. He was Wichita's police chief during most of the years when BTK held the city in a grip of fear. LeMunyon retired as police chief in 1989, and at that point, BTK had stopped communicating with the police and the news media. For 19 years, he was silent. Many thought he died or moved away. LeMunyon says he always believed BTK was still in the area and that eventually he would be caught. What he says he never expected was that after nearly two decades, BTK would resume contacting police, providing details, jewelry, even a driver's license of a woman he'd murdered years earlier. LeMunyon believes there's only one explanation. BTK wanted to be caught and to tell his story.
I think he was full of guilt for what he did. I think also that, you know, he wanted us to know why he did it. Not that we would ever justify it, not that we would ever condone it in any way, shape, or form. but in his own warped way, he wanted us to understand why.
The 10 crimes Dennis Rader is charged with all took place before 1994, when Kansas restored capital punishment. That means if convicted for these murders, Rader won't face the death penalty. But in Wichita and surrounding communities, law enforcement officials are looking at numerous cold cases, trying to determine if any are linked to BTK. And some of those murders took place after Kansas restored the death penalty. Greg Allen, NPR News, Wichita.